In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with, this is the Kingdom of the Divine Will, Part 2, and Louisa says, after praying my usual rounds, so she's always praying her rounds, and this becomes your prayer all throughout the day, praying your rounds, because Jesus will make you attentive to what he wants you to see. Say, for example, you see a leaf on a tree waving, you know, Jesus is saying, you know, your Father is telling us right now how to begin to live this abundant life. And Jesus says, can you thank the Father? He's saying, I love you. Oh, yes, Lord, tell the Father I love him in the waving of the leaves. Tell the Heavenly Father. So whatever you're doing, God is trying to teach you how to pray in your situation. Say, for example, you're doing the hours of the Passion, and all of a sudden there's a dog barking, dog barking, dog barking. God is saying, right now I want you to adore the Father through all the barkings of all the dogs that ever existed. And you, yes, and you throw all these I love yous to the throne of God. Jesus, I want that. Heavenly Father, I adore you with every voice of every dog. I praise you. I thank you. God is, he's going to be in charge. You know, when you get upset, why is that dog barking? You're not listening. Be attentive, Jesus says. I will teach you how to pray. I will teach you the way I want you to pray. See, this is the divine masterpiece that he's going to bring about. So it's like you might have, I'm going to do this, 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 this. And God goes, okay. Then God goes, what about this? And you go, no, I can't do that now. I'm doing this, this, this. And God goes, okay. We haven't learned to surrender. We haven't learned to say fiat. We haven't learned to be attentive. So he's going to bring about a new and divine way of holiness that you're going to be so in love with God, Jesus in you, Mary in you, Louisa in you, that everything's going to change. So Louisa says, I was praying my usual round in the Supreme Volition. And I was praying to God, good Jesus, in the name of all of creation and all of redemption. That's the rounds. In the name of everyone, past, present, and future, all the angels, all the saints. And then Our Lady. So from the first to the last man, in the name of Our Lady, Mother and Queen, the Sovereign Queen, and of everything the Blessed Mother did, everything the Blessed Mother suffered in the Supreme Fiat, that the Supreme Fiat may be known. I may know this, so that his kingdom may be established in me on earth as it is in heaven with its full triumph and dominion, in the name of every person, past, present, and future. So it starts with all of that God has done, and then in you, this is what God is waiting for. While I was doing this, I thought to myself, if Jesus himself wants and loves so much that his kingdom to be established in the midst of humanity, why does he want one to pray for it with such insistence? If he wants it, he can give it without so many continuous acts. So she's saying, you're God, you can do this. Then Jesus, we say that. That's our question. Any question that Louisa has is our question. Jesus says, at the end of her life, she said, I'm sorry for all the doubts and the worries, the fears that I had. And Jesus says, it wasn't you. It was those that were going to read this. It's their fears. It's their doubts. It's their confusion that I wanted to answer. So I gave all their problems to you, Louisa, so that you can present it to me, so I can, through you, tell them what's going on. So he says, so if God wants it, if God can do it without so many continuous acts, that's our question. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, Louisa, my supreme being possesses the perfect balance. It is also in giving my graces with my gifts to humanity. Much more so, for this kingdom of the supreme fiat, that is the greatest gift that I had already given at the beginning of creation, that Adam rejected with so much ingratitude. Now, with this great gift so great, this great gift of the divine will, a gift that is happiness that is so immense, a right of divine likeness with the acquisition of the divine nobility of our offspring. Jesus is saying, you're my children. You have a divine nobility. that had been rejected by Adam, do you think it is something easy that the divine sovereignty, without being prayed for, with no one giving a thought to receiving this kingdom of the supreme fiat, would then give it to humanity? It would be like repeating the story that took place in the terrestrial Eden that Adam did, and maybe even worse. And besides, our justice would have been justly opposed to this. Therefore, everything I have told you, Louisa, do the continuous rounds in the supreme volition. See, everything that I've told you, do the continuous rounds of the supreme volition, your incessant prayers for what? For the kingdom of God to come on earth as it is in heaven, to come to reign, and your sacrificial life. So think about this. God is asking us to do our rounds continuously, our prayers, incessant prayers that the kingdom of come on earth as it is in heaven. Everything that you do, I'm going to wash the dishes of the kingdom of God be established on earth as it is in heaven. Your incessant prayers that my will come to reign. Your sacrificed life. Okay. I give up everything for this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. Knowing neither heaven nor earth, I want your will, Lord. I want your will to be done. Directed to the sole purpose of God's coming to earth. Why did you, Jesus, come to earth? Why did you bring Mary? Yes, to give us salvation, redeem us, but now it's to sanctify us. The sole purpose of coming to the earth. He says, these are the many props that I place before my divine justice, that the divine justice may surrender its right, its rights, balancing itself with all of our divine attributes, and I may find it just for the kingdom of my supreme fiat to then be given back to humanity, to the human generations. What you're doing, Louisa, is to bring back the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. You were the firstborn. You were the newborn. And what I have given to you, you put down in paper for those who want this. They can work with you, Louisa. See, this is why this is the mission of missions. Nothing can compare to what God is doing now. He saved the best for last. He's given us this gift of gifts. Who until now has ever even prayed with interest, with insistence of laying down the sacrifices of his own life so that the kingdom of the supreme fiat may come on earth and may triumph and have dominion? No one. It is true that the church has been reciting the Our Father from the time I came upon earth, in which one asks, thy kingdom come, so that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But who thinks about the requests they make? So he's saying, the only prayer I taught you was the Our Father. He says, I want you to be focused on may your kingdom come on earth. My daughter, Louisa, everything is hidden in secret. See, he wants to see who will knock, who will seek. He says, because you're going to find this. He's asking us to study this. Everything is hidden in secret while one lives on earth. Therefore, everything seems like a mystery. And if anything is known, it is so limited that man has always something to say about all that I operate in my works, as though the veils, through the veils of creatures, through the understanding of humanity. But in eternity, Jesus says, there shall be no secrets. I, God, shall reveal everything. I, God, shall show all things and my works with my justice, how divine justice could never have been given had there not been sufficient acts in humanity to be able to give what the supreme will wants to give. There's, for example, who longs to be in front of the Blessed Sacrament? I gotta be in front of the Blessed Sacrament now. I've got to go pray now. Who longs for a holy sacrifice of the Mass? Who tries to get the church early to spend time with Jesus before you receive him in the Eucharist? And then after you receive him, to adore him and love him and praise him and thank him and bless him and worship him? Who keeps holy the Sabbath? How divine justice could never have been given had there not been sufficient acts in humanity. It took 4,000 years for the Messiah to come. And it was basically through the Essenes. not the Pharisees, not the Sadducees, but the Essenes, who were wanting the Messiah, searching for the Messiah. We have to be like the Essenes, wanting to see the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. The Essenes went away. They went to the desert. They separated themselves to pray for the Messiah. That was Mary's family. That was Joseph's family. That was the family of Peter and Andrew, James and John. It was they were the Essenes of the time. They were seeking God, and God gave it to them. Now we're seeking the kingdom, and God's going to give that to those who are seeking for it. Those that are seeking the divine will are going to receive it. Jesus says, very, very clearly, it is true that everything that the creature does is my grace, but grace itself wants to find the prop, the dispositions of and the goodwill of humanity. So God has given us the book of heaven to give us this disposition, to give us goodwill, God's will. Therefore, in order to restore the kingdom of my divine will on earth, it takes sufficient acts of humanity so that my kingdom may not remain in the air, but may descend to be formed upon the very acts of the creature formed by her to obtain a good so great. God, that's what God is doing. He's forming us to receive a good so great, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. This is why I, Jesus, push you so much to pray your round in all of our works of creation and redemption. Did you hear what Jesus is saying? I'm pushing you to pray your rounds. But by the book of the rounds. Again, somebody says, it's too big. I haven't got time for it. Absolutely. I mean, what I do when I read the rounds, if like for a Monday, I'm reading the rounds and I get like halfway through. And then the phone rings and I'm off, whatever. What I have to do at that point is I put a marker in there and following Monday, I finish it. There's a lot there. This is for those that basically are in bed. They can't do anything. They can learn at that point to pray the rounds. My mom would tell me when she was alive, because that's the only time I've heard her, that you got to pray now because one day you won't be able to pray. So we are praying now. We're learning now, not waiting to do it, but praying now, learning now how to do this. So he says, I push you so much to pray your round in all the works of creation and redemption so that you may place the share of your acts. Number one, your I love you. Number two, your adoration. Number three, your gratitude. Number four, your thank you. I love you. I adore you. I am so thankful, Lord. I have such gratitude for what you are doing. Upon all of our works, again, that's just the beginning of the prayer of the rounds. He says, many times I have done this together with you. Think about that. Many times I have done this together with you, Jesus says. And then as the fulfillment and the praying your round of our divine will comes, your refrain is so pleasing to us. Now, here's the refrain that God wants us to pray. He shows us how to pray. Supreme Majesty, your little child comes before you on your paternal knees to ask you for your fiat, to ask you for your kingdom, that the divine will be known by everyone, past, present, and future. I ask you for the triumph of your divine will, that it may dominate and reign over all of humanity. And I am not the only one who asks this of you, but with me, your works, your very will is with me. Therefore, in the name of everyone, I ask, I plead for your fiat. Okay, that's the prayer that Jesus wants us to pray. Write this down and you'll begin to understand why you're praying the rounds. So he says, Louisa says, or Jesus says to Louisa, if you knew what breach, this tearing of our supreme being is, with this refrain of yours, his heart is being pierced when you pray this prayer with love. We feel that we are being prayed by everyone, past, present, and future, for all of our works, beseeched by our very will. Heaven and earth pray on their knees to ask us for the kingdom of the divine will on earth as it is in heaven, this eternal will of God. Therefore, if you want it, if you want the kingdom, continue your acts in the divine will, so that by reaching the established number, you may obtain what you long for with so much insistence. Now think about this. This is the established number. What was the established number given to Louisa to live in the divine will? 82 years, basically. The established number is necessary. It's not, when you are in the divine will, you think this is so beautiful, this is so wonderful. It's just the beginning. When we reach the established number, God's going to give it to all of humanity. There's much work that we have to do with Louisa. Read, study, put this into practice. Good things are right around the corner, and God has planned for you to possess it. This is what God wants for you. Volume 19, 915, 1926. My daughter, you are tired. Rest in my arms. All of us are tired. Rest in the arms of Jesus. Learn how to sleep in the arms of Jesus. There's a whole document on resting in the arms of Jesus. And I think it's in divinewill.life. If you go there, resting in the arms of Jesus, learn how to fall asleep in the arms of Jesus. How much the kingdom, my supreme fiat, cost me in you? While at night, all the other creatures, some sleep, some enjoy themselves, some reach the point of offending me for me and for you. This is what Jesus says. There are no rites even at night. You must occupy yourself with the writings which I watch over you. I impart to you the words. I give you the teachings what regards the kingdom of my supreme will. Jesus is with us when we're reading. When I see you write, Louisa, when I see the souls read, Louisa, so as to have you do it at length and not become tired, I sustain you in my arms that you, Louisa, write and those souls read what I, God, want you to read, to be able to give to everyone. Number one, the teachings. Number two, the prerogatives. Number three, the privileges. Number four, the sanctity. Number five, the infinite riches of this kingdom of mine that I possess. Do you see what God's doing? We haven't even begun to understand the teachings, the prerogatives, the privileges, the sanctity, the infinite riches of the kingdom. We're just at the beginning. We're at the door. The light that's coming out from under the door is beautiful. That's drawing us to read. When that door opens, and that's coming, we're going to receive the teachings, the prerogatives, the privileges, the sanctity, the infinite riches that's behind the door of this kingdom that God possesses. So he says this, if you knew how much I love you, how much I delight in seeing you sacrifice even your sleep and all of yourself for the love of my divine fiat, that so much loves to make itself known to you and through you to all the human generations. It costs us very much. It is true, my daughter, that I repay you almost always after you have written, after we have read, and I let you rest in my heart that is overcome with sorrow and with love, a sorrow that my kingdom is not yet known, and with a love with which I want to make it known, so that in feeling my sorrow and my fire that burns me, Jesus says, the sacred heart of Jesus, you may sacrifice all of yourself and spare nothing for yourself. Why? For the triumph of my divine will on earth as it is in heaven. You see what God is doing? It's a new beginning that's happening. He says, this is the sacrifice of sacrifices. This is the martyrdom of martyrdoms. Not giving life of your divine, of your human will, only in the divine will. Therefore, the kingdom of the supreme fiat shall be a kingdom of divine light, a kingdom of divine glory, a kingdom of divine triumph. A night of sin shall not enter into it, but it shall always be a full day. Remember the dawn of a mystery, the refulging rays that so penetrate as to triumph from the abyss in which poor humanity has fallen. We have fallen. We have been redeemed. We have been blessed by God, but we're still fallen. We have been redeemed, but we're still the fallen human. God wants to free us of the fallen and begin to live the divine. We're that drop of water put in the chalice filled with wine. The priest says, may we share in the divinity of Christ. This is why I, Jesus, have told you, Louisa, many times, your task is great, because I, God, have entrusted to you, Louisa, my divine will. So that making it known, by writing this down so people will read this, you may place its rights in safety, so very unknown to the human population, to the human generations. The goods that shall come shall be immense. And you, Louisa, and through you, Louisa, I shall be twice as happy, for I have worked for the foundation, for the foundation of this kingdom, the formation of this kingdom. So you and I, Louisa, will be twice as happy because God has worked for the formation of this kingdom. And this is the thing that's so beautiful, so wonderful, so amazing. We're working with Louisa. We're working with Louisa. And then after this, I was thinking to myself, my beloved Jesus has so many admirable things about this kingdom of the supreme will, so holy, but nothing of these admirable things seem to show on the outside. If its prodigies, its great goods, and its happenings could be seen, the face of the earth will be changed into a pure, holy, noble blood flowing in the veins of humanity, such as to convert one's nature into what? Sanctity. Into what? Joy. Into what? Paternal peace. This is the divine will. Be peaceful, joyful, and happy. Make the sacraments and sacramentals your life, sanctity. At that moment, Jesus came out from within my interior, and he told me, my daughter, this kingdom of the supreme fiat must first be well established, formed, matured. That's what God is waiting for in us. Is the kingdom of the supreme fiat well established in us? Is it formed in us? Is it matured in us between you, Louisa, and Jesus? It's Jesus and Mary. Is this oneness? Is this braiding that's happening? Is it established? He says, then it must be transmitted then to creatures. The same will happen between the Virgin Mary and me. First, I was formed within her. I grew within her womb. I nourished at her breast. We lived together to form the kingdom of redemption between the two of us, one on one with no one else, as if no one else existed. And then my very life, my fruits of redemption, my very life was it contained and then transmitted to other humans, other creatures. So it first started with Jesus and Mary. Once Jesus left, the church was put in Mary's hands. Mary taught the apostles. Why were they with her at Pentecost? And that's why we are with Mary and Jesus and Louisa. Well, what's coming? The second Pentecost. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming for all of humanity is close. Get ready. Prepare yourself. How do you prepare yourself for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit? It's symbolized by many ways. The illumination of conscience, the 3 days of darkness, the miracles, the warnings, all of this is to get the world ready for what God is going to do. So it shall it be for the supreme fiat. First, we shall do it between the two of us. That's Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. Only one on one. And once it is formed, I, God, take care of transmitting it to the rest of humanity. Jesus is doing this. And he's going to do it through his holy church. Psalm 19:26. My Jesus, I invoke your holy divine will that it itself may come to write, as she's saying, write. But as we read on paper, the most penetrating, eloquent words of God. See, the word of God is touching our hearts, changing us, transmuting us. As we read what Jesus spoke to Louisa, it becomes alive in us. It's living. It's a living word, Jesus says. And what is that doing? That's getting us ready to learn the language of heaven so that we can be filled with this great Holy Spirit that's coming. the most fitting terms to make itself comprehended, with such a way as to portray the kingdom of the supreme fiat with the most beautiful colors, with the most refulgent light, with the most attractive characteristics, so as to infuse a magnetic force is going to draw us to him powerfully, and a powerful magnet in the words that Jesus makes Luisa write and Jesus makes us to read, such that no one shall be able to resist, let himself be dominated by your Jesus, most holy divine will. No one will stop this. And you, my Mama Mary, true sovereign, the supreme fiat, do not leave me alone. Come and guide my hands, guide our eyes to give us the flame of your maternal heart. So it's the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, this fire that's going to come upon earth, this love of God that's going to consume the world in love. While I write, while we read, keep your blue mantle over us. Now think about what happened in Maui. The blue things didn't burn. For us, what does that mean? If we're under the mantle of Mary, the blue mantle of Mary, you're not going to, it doesn't matter what's there. You're not going to get hurt. That's what Jesus says. When my mother marks my little children, the holy divine will, no harm can come to them. Those that are marked by my mother, the chastisement will have little or no effect upon them. God gave us a sign in the fires of Maui. And if we're under the blue mantle of Mary, you put your family under the Immaculate Heart of Mary, there's no harm that's going to come to them. I may fulfill all that my beloved Jesus wants of me. Then Jesus speaks, Luisa, one who does not live in the life of my divine will has broken, as though all at once, all the bonds, all the relationships, all that he had was held by us as something that does not belong to us. The one that does not want to live in the divine will says, I want nothing to do with God. See, God comes to bring peace on earth to men of God's will, of goodwill. It's not peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It's peace on earth to men of God's will. Oh, if all knew what it means to break up with our divine will into the abyss that they fall, they would tremble with fright and would compete in order to return back to the kingdom of the eternal fiat, to take their place again in paradise, assigned to them by God. That's where we're going. Now, my daughter, since my eternal goodness wants to give my kingdom of the supreme fiat once again, after mankind had so ungratefully rejected it, after Adam rejected the divine will, don't you think that this is the greatest gift that I can give to the human generations? But in order to give this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, this great gift of the divine will, I, God, must form it. I, God, must constitute it. I, God, must make it known that which is up to now is not known about my divine will, such as the knowledges about the divine will that you, Luisa, have put down on paper, the lessons that Jesus is giving us each day, so as to win those souls who shall want them to love. To give to those souls who shall know them, to love them, know them, to appreciate them, know them, to desire them, to come and live in its kingdom. God is doing this. He's given you the book of heaven to win those souls who want to know them, love them, appreciate them, desire them to come and to live in the divine will. That's us. Thank you, Jesus. On hearing this, I said, my love Jesus, if these knowledges on your adored will continue so much virtue, why did you not manifest them to Adam? This is our question, given to Luisa. So that by making them known to posterity, they would have loved and appreciated more a good so great. This would have disposed the hearts for the time when you, Jesus, the divine repairer, would decree to give us this great gift of the kingdom of my supreme fiat. That's our understanding. So Jesus says, resuming his speaking, my daughter, as long as he remained in the terrestrial Eden, as long as Adam remained in the terrestrial Eden, living in the kingdom, my supreme fiat, Adam knew all the knowledges as much as it is possible for humanity, that which belongs to the kingdom that he possessed. But as soon as Adam went out of the Eden, his intellect was obscured. He lost the light of his kingdom, and he could not find the fitting words in order to manifest the knowledges that Adam had acquired on the supreme will because of that very divine volition that would hand him to him the necessary terms to manifest it to his children. What he had known was now missing in Adam. On his part, more so, since every time every time he remembered his withdrawal from my divine will, the highest good he had lost, he felt such a grip of sorrow as to become taciturn and engrossed in the sorrow of the loss of the kingdom that's so great. And of the irreplaceable evils, as much as Adam might do, he was not given to him to repair. So here, Jesus says that Adam committed one sin. That was the original sin. And he never sinned again, Jesus says. And he was in tears for the rest of his life. 930 years of sorrow. So great was these evils. As much as Adam might do, he was not given to repair his fall. That's how bad the human will is. So Jesus is saying, give me your human will. Let the divine will reign in you as it reigned in Adam before the fall. However, even though Adam did not speak extensively about the kingdom of my divine will, he taught many important things but regarded to it, so much so that during the first times of the history of the world, up to Noah, the generations had no need of laws, no where there are dilators, no diversity of languages, but all recognized their one God, one single language, because they cared more about my divine will. But as they kept moving away from it, idolatries arose, degenerated into worse evils. And this is why God saw the necessity of giving his law as a preserver for the human generations. So the Ten Commandments. So one who does my divine will has no need of laws. Okay, what does that mean? Is your heart one with the Sacred Heart of Jesus? Is your heart one with the Immaculate Heart of Mary? That's doing the will of God. You have no need of laws because my divine will is life. My divine will is law. My divine will is everything for humanity. The importance of the kingdom of the supreme fill is immense, and I love it so much that I am doing more than in a new creation and redemption. So sanctification is greater than creation and redemption combined, Jesus says. He says in creation, all the leaves of the tree are, and I love you to humanity. The grains of sand, the drops of water, the blades of grass, everything is an I love you to humanity. Redemption is greater than that, of all the suffering and the tears and the blood of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. But sanctification, Jesus says, is more than creation and redemption combined. I am doing more than in a new creation and redemption. In fact, in creation, my omnipotent fiat was pronounced only six times in order to dispose it and issue it. So there's the six epics. Scripture says 6 days. Jesus explains to Louisa, there were six epics to dispose the divine will and issue it all in order. It's ordered. In redemption, I spoke. But since I did not speak about the kingdom of my divine will that contains infinite knowledges and immense goods, I did not have the very existence, extensive subject in which many words to say, because everything I taught was of limited nature. This is the church. A few words were enough to make it known. But in order to make my divine will known, it takes much, my daughter. Its history is extremely long, my daughter. It encloses eternity, my daughter, with no beginning and no end. Therefore, as much as I, God, speak, I have always something to say. This is why I am, he's using God's name, saying, oh, how much more, being more important than anything else. This divine will contains more knowledges, more light, more greatnesses, more prodigies. Therefore, more words are needed. Somebody said to me once, why is God talking about Louisa? Tutta Luisa, 10,000 pages. Why? It's more knowledges, more light, more greatnesses, more prodigy, more words are needed. More so, since the more I make known, the more I expand the boundaries. So every time he speaks to us, he keeps on expanding our capacity to know more. It's like, you know, what Jesus taught the saints is like a black and white picture. Okay. It's black and white. That's doing the will of God. Living in the will of God, it's technicolor. So when Jesus starts speaking to us, he says, now, if you see this gray over here, it's not gray. It's really yellow. See this gray over here? That's not red. It's gray. It's red. See this gray over here? It's not gray. It's blue. He's expanding our capacity to know what this life is about. He's trying to get us aware of this new and divine way of holiness that has never been seen. He says that to Luisa all the time. Everything's been in black and white until Technicolor. Now, Technicolor is here and he's saying, keep on reading. I'm going to show you something. Keep on reading. And as you're reading, you're going, that's what the saints said. And you read it again and go, no, this is way beyond what the saints have said. Because they didn't know about Luisa. They didn't know about this great gift of the divine will. And now this is sanctification. God is getting us ready for entering into, for like with the saints, you enter into a black and white on a life. When you enter into the divine will, you enter, like he says, nobody has done this. Jesus did, the Son of God. Mary did, the Mother of God. And this is what they breathed into Luisa, the little newborn of the divine will. But no other human has possessed this. We want to possess this, but when that great miracle happens, watch what's going to happen to all the world. The evil will be cast out. What does that mean? When the kingdom of God is established on earth as it is in heaven, the evil one is gone. A day will then be like 1,000 years. 1,000 years will be like a day. The kingdom will be established. There will be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. Wait to see what God has planned. This is just truly a glorious time to be alive. Jesus says, more so, since the more I make known, the more I expand the boundaries of my kingdom to be given to the children who shall possess it, Therefore, everything I have manifested to you, Luisa, about my divine will is a new creation, and I make it in my kingdom to be enjoyed and possessed by those souls who shall have the good of knowing it. Entering into the technicolor. A lot of people know the black and white, and I talk to many good souls, and they say very clearly, I don't have time for Luisa. I'm focusing on the saintly, the good, the holy. I know that's wonderful, but it's not the divine will. God is asking us to enter into this gift. So great attention is required on your part in manifesting these truths, Luisa. Now, it's the same thing for us. Great attention is required on our part to what? To begin to live these truths that Jesus has taught us. It's just the beginning. And somebody said to me, I have been in the divine will with you. I'm not. No, it's a pool. Let's just look at a pool. Olympic size pool. Okay. We're standing at one end and the water's filling. Okay. The water's filling. I've been in it maybe up to my ankles. Okay. People come into it now. It's like an inch higher than that. The water filling. We're all in this together. Jesus said that to his apostles in the parable. Whether you come at morning, noon, or evening, we're in it. We're all going to get the same pay. Nobody's ahead of anybody else. If you love the divine will, you're in the same place. And as everything keeps on filling, as the kingdom is getting ready to be swimming in, if you want to say, we're all in it together. And there's nobody's ahead of anybody else. What God is saying to you, it's your heart. How much do you love Jesus? How much do you love Mary? How much do you love Louisa? They're the three that suffered the most. Like Jesus says, who's going to sit at my right and my left? That's saved for the Father. Then what does he say? The one on my right is my mother. The one on my left is Louisa. Jesus is doing this. Great attention is required on your part in reading the writings, Jesus says to us. Psalm 20, 10, 2, 19, 26. My daughter, I am looking at how much I have to expand the boundaries of this kingdom of my divine will to give possession of it to humanity. How much I have to teach you to bring this about. I know that they are unable to grasp the endlessness that the kingdom of my divine will contains because it is not given to them as creatures to cross and embrace a will that corresponds to a kingdom that has no boundaries. Listen to what he's saying. I know they are unable to grasp the endlessness of the kingdom. So you, Louisa, have to do it for them. In fact, since they are created beings, they are always restricted and limited. And even though they are limited, I, God, dispose more or less goods and the extension of the expanses that they must possess according to their heart, according to their dispositions. And so I am looking at the posterity. I'm looking at the dispositions that they shall have. And I am looking at those in the present to see the dispositions that they have. Because those of the present, this is us, must pray, must impetrate, and prepare the kingdom of the supreme fiat for their posterity. And according to their dispositions of the posterity and to the interest of those presents, so do I keep expanding the boundaries of my kingdom because of the generations are so linked one to another that it always happens that one prays, one prepares, another impetrates, another possesses. Our job is to pray and really begin what God has planned for us. We are the little children, the first generation of the children of light, one with Louisa. He's looking at all of humanity. So our job isn't for me. It's not to become holy and saintly. Of course, you got to become a saint. But that's not the end. He says it's to save the human generations. As Moses saved the Israelites standing in the breach, we are called to stand in the breach for all of humanity, not just for your family and your friends, your loved ones, but for all of humanity. He says, do you know when I expand its boundaries, I manifest to you, Louisa, and to us, when I expand its boundaries, a new knowledge regarding the kingdom of my divine will. Now, as we read the book of heaven, God is going to say to you and to me something slightly different. He speaks to each person. He says, as you would speak to a farmer, as you would speak to a lawyer, as you speak to a doctor, as you speak, there's a language. That's the celestial language. It comes clearly to each human being. And you're going to understand things in a way that I can't. Because of who you are, your fingerprints, your irises, your voice, your size, your color, it's all given to us. Why? So that a new era can begin. So he says this, my daughter, courage. Do you think that everything that has passed between me and you shall be known? No, my daughter, I shall make known that which is necessary. Now, this is great. We can't compare ourselves to anybody. It's between you and God. Where is your heart? Are you in love with Jesus? Are you in love with Mary? When you go to exposition, do you fall in love with Jesus deeper than yesterday, more tomorrow than today? No, my daughter, I shall make it known what is necessary, that which regards the kingdom of the supreme fiat. Or rather, I, God, shall be even more generous compared to what creatures shall take of this kingdom of mine, to give them free field in order to advance more and more, dive into this infinite ocean of love, to let them expand their possession in the supreme fiat, that they may never say, enough. I've heard people say that. I'm praying 8 hours a day. How many prayers do you want me to pray? It's not about prayer. It's about what are you praying? Is it the rounds? Is the rounds part of your life? Is the rounds your breath? Is the rounds your heartbeat? Enough has no place to place to reach, Jesus says. No, I shall use such abundance that mankind shall always have something to take and to extend his journey. But in spite of such abundance, not everyone shall know our secrets, just as not everyone knows what passed between me and my mother. So the secrets between Jesus and Mary are hidden. We're never going to know it. And it's the same thing for us. What is our life with Jesus? Nobody's going to know. He says very clearly, surprising graces and innumerable favors to form the kingdom of redemption. They shall know them in heaven, where there are no secrets, while on earth they shall know only that which I gave in superabundance for their good. So again, this is a new beginning. So I shall do with you, Louisa. If I looked, it was for those who want to come to live in the divine will, my kingdom of my divine will. But for you, Louisa, of my divine will, for you, the one who has formed this kingdom with me, with so much sacrifice, shall my love ever be enough, ever be able to say enough or deny my word to you, Louisa, not pour in you my continuous flow of my graces? Jesus is saying to us, we don't understand Louisa yet. He loves Louisa. The divine will was formed in Louisa for us, together with Jesus and Mary. He says, I'll never be able to say enough to you, Louisa, because what you have done. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? Who is she? So we'll end there. We'll be back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.